Well, at this time, I'd like to introduce our teacher, wonderful friend, man of God, believer, son of God, who had the privilege of knowing for quite a number of years now. And his name is Bob Moser. And he and our beloved Trish are up there together in Oregon, staying warm and having a great time enjoying the goodness of God. But Bob, I'm going to take you off mute. The recording's already going, so you can start whenever you want, buddy.
Well, God bless everybody, and Happy New Year. This is the second day of the new year, and I was thinking about how most people are out looking at the latest diet or the latest exercise equipment, and we're not going to do that. We're gonna talk about some diet of the Word and some spiritual exercise. And before I get started, I want to thank Barney and Vicky and Bob and Jeannie for this invite. This is really special for me because I was thinking about them as I was working this in my heart of what I want to say, and I realized that it was 40 years ago that I first met Barney and Vicky and Bob and Jeannie, and I know the number 40 is important in the Word, so I don't know if maybe we're just coming out of the wilderness or what, but anyway, we've had some great, great years together, and as I was thinking about this and what I wanted to share, I thought about three words kept coming up in my heart, and that was the word trust, the word connection, and the word awareness. And we're going to end up in 1 John here as we get near the tail end of this. This isn't really going to be so much a Bible teaching as I taught the Bible before, but it's actually going to be mostly a testimony. And it's going to be a testimony about my life over the last year and a half, because that song that Barney played, I've listened to that every day for the last year and a half, and it's kind of my theme song, because I just think about, you know, how good God is and how faithful He is. And I can say right now, in just gut level honesty, I'm the most blessed I've ever been. And I'm going to explain that in this testimony, because I'm going to share some things that I don't know how much many of you people on this call know. I know Barney and Vicky and Bob and Jeannie know what I'm going to talk about. And I was thinking about the relational equity that they have with this fellowship, this phone call fellowship, and I'm going to kind of piggyback off them, because I'm going to share some things that, you know, maybe for a first-time listener or something to somebody, they might, you know, does God really do that kind of stuff? Can He really work like that? And yes, He can. And I know that those of you on this fellowship, you trust Barney, Vicky, Bob, and Jeannie. Well, I'm going to ask you to trust me, too, in what I'm going to share. And I think what I want to do is I just want to encourage people in this coming year that God is faithful through any circumstance. And we all have the days, the seasons in our life that they're difficult. They are, you know, they're the dark night of the soul type things. And I've been through that in the last year and a half, and I just kind of want to talk about it because I want to show you or try to share with you how, you know, God connects with us through His written word, through the Holy Spirit we have, and He also connects with us through the body of Christ. We're all in this together, you know, and everybody is important. Everybody plays a part. Everybody brings something to the table. I think that verse in Corinthians 12, God set the members as it pleased Him. You know, I think a lot of times we maybe think, well, I should have been doing what that person's doing, or I don't know what I'm doing, but God has a purpose for everybody. And I just see this in my life so big. And this testimony is going to be emotional. You know, I know it will be for me, and it's going to probably be for you too. But what I want to share on that note is how coming out the other side of a situation, a dark night of the soul, the breakthrough, you can see God bigger than you ever saw him before. Because God knows what we deal with in the world. I mean, the devil's out to steal, kill, and destroy. God knows that. But he also is able to bring us out of those situations victorious. And when I was about 22 years old, I met this girl, and man, I tell you, I fell instantly in love with her. So in love that on our first actual date, I asked her to marry me, and that didn't go over real good, really, because the first thing she told me was, I'm not going to marry somebody unless they're a Christian, and I didn't even know what that meant. I didn't know what those words meant. But man, like any smart country kid, the minute that date was over, I called my mom to find out what is a Christian, and she said, well, son, we're Episcopalians, and you were baptized when you were 2 weeks old, so that's covered. So I called her right back, said, okay, I'm ready. And she informed me that there was more to it than that. And so that began a quest for me to know God. And so for the next 40-some years, she did marry me after a while, and we spent the rest of our life, you know, searching for God, learning God, you know, moving the word of God, which is where we met Barney, Vicky, Bob, Jeannie, was, you know, and she was an incredible, incredible woman. But then a number of years ago, she got cancer, and then she got another cancer, and then it just, you know, we fought it for years and years and years. And then about a year and a half ago, God told me, you know, she's not going to make it. And I went for a walk with God, and I said, God, I need strength, I need peace, and I need joy. I got to have those things. And then I hear this phrase now from different believers. They talk about getting a download from heaven, you know, and I know that's a computer term or something. And I'll own that word. I got a download. And it was a download from God that just, it kept going for days. He just kept showing me stuff, telling me stuff, told me I got to teach he says, you got to share, you got to bring your kids along. So I get the kids together, and I would tell them what God was showing me. And it was an incredible experience. And there's other things that happened in there, but my wife, she fell asleep. And a couple, 3 or 4 days later, I went and I had another little talk with God, and I was just thanking him. I was praising him. I mean, I had grief, but it was outweighed. The grief was outweighed by the revelation from God. And so I asked God, I goes, so is this a one-time thing? I mean, is it because of the circumstances you showed me all this stuff? Or can you just live this way? And God was real simple. You know, three-word answer, up to you. And I said, okay. And so I just kept praying, and God kept showing me stuff. And then one of my daughters came to me, and she says, Dad, look, I've been talking with – I have four kids, and she had been talking to her kids, and they had all been deciding for their dad that they didn't want him to be by himself. And Sade says, Dad, look, we know you're going to go back to the Bible teaching. You're going to start traveling, and you're going to be on the road. And we think you should find another wife. And I'm like, well, now what do I do? And so I went to God, and it was really cool because God didn't tell me to go to the bar. He didn't tell me to go to farmersalmanac.com, find a date. You know, instead, he brought somebody to my mind, and that was Jeannie, and it, once again, I want you to keep in mind about the trust and the connection, and really the awareness too, but I'll get into that a little later. But I called Jeannie, and because I had relational equity in Jeannie's life, and she had it in mine, and I trusted her, and it was, I was talking to her on the phone, and I don't think I even got past, yeah, the weather's great, I'm doing fine, and Jeannie goes, are you looking for someone, Bob? And I'm like, well, I took the wind out of my sails on that one, you know. And I goes, I think so. I guess so. And then I thought my phone had dropped because it just got real quiet. And then all of a sudden Jeannie starts talking again, and she says, "Do you know Trish Barbera?" And I go, "No." And she says, "Well, she's a real good friend of ours, of mine." And Jeannie used the word equal soul. She's someone who's just equal soul with me. And because I trusted Jeannie, I then was also trusting God, because it's God working in Jeannie. And so I reached out to Trish, and, kind of the rest is kind of history in a way, but, we just started communicating, and Trish came out to Oregon for a couple of days, and we just talked and talked and talked, and I began to trust her. And then I began to trust her words. And then I began to trust her ministry. And then our lives just kept developing. And I can say, and which, by the way, she's sitting across from me right now, which is really cool, but I can say, and she can raise her hand, or she can say, it's true. We started praying every morning and every night. And this was over a year ago. And I will say, honestly, I have watched every prayer get answered. Everything that we have prayed for was answered. Now, there's other things we're praying for that haven't been answered yet, but I'll ride on what's already happened. And, and it's something, because God wants us blessed. He wants us full of joy. He wants us full of peace. He wants us full of kindness. He wants these things for us, and He will do them. And when I look back, and I remember the first couple of people I met in the spring of last year, and they'd say, "Well, so Bob, how are you doing?" And I knew they knew that I'd lost my wife, but I also knew they knew I was I love the word courting. I was courting, it's kind of a Oregon old-fashioned term. I was courting Trish. I said, it's the best I've ever, I'm doing better than I ever have done. And then I would feel like, that doesn't sound right. I mean, how can that be? But it can be, because that's our God. God is simply, when I think about God knew us before the foundations of the world, and I was thinking about this, Bob, Jeannie, Barney, Vicky, when I was thinking about us, and I was thinking, before God planned the world, He knew we were all going to be together, meet each other, know each other, talk to each other, and that's going to go on for eternity. And I think, man, God is cool. That is just that. That's a father that loves his kids. And when I think about how God has made himself known to us, our first trust, connection, and awareness has to be with God. And I want to go to that verse. It's in 1 John chapter 4. And I am going to read this out of the Amplified Bible. I just love the way they did this verse. And it says, "Beloved, let us love one another. For love is, or springs from God. And he who loves his fellow men is begotten or born of God, and is coming progressively to know and understand God. To perceive and recognize and get a better and clearer knowledge of Him." The more you know somebody, the more you trust them. And the more we can know God, we can know our Lord Jesus Christ, the more we can trust Him. I remember the first time Ken Petty shared at one of those weekends in Tucson, and he was talking about, he's talking about eternal life. And he says, there's a verse in the Bible that explains eternal life. And my mouth, I'm kind of like drops, and I'm looking at him like, where's this? And he went to John 17:3, where it talks about eternal life is to know God and His Son, Jesus Christ. And that know is not just having, all the scriptures about God and having all the other books you read about. It's actually knowing Him. And realizing how God works. And one of the things that I've been learning lately is how God is working all the time all around us. And I can remember years and years and years ago being taught about how to walk by the Spirit, and there's a verse in the Old Testament, I think we're probably most of us familiar with it, about the still small voice. And I'm just going to speak for myself here. I spent years and years and years waiting to hear the still small voice. Maybe once in a while I thought I did or something. But then all of a sudden what's been dawning on me or coming to a realization lately is that God is talking to us all the time. You know, I heard someone say the other day that, you know, God doesn't just always speak in English. You know, and I'm realizing that God's in the creation. You know, God is in the meeting. You could listen to a song. I was listening to a song the other day that's not maybe the most edifying old rock and roll song I used to sing, but there was a line in that song that just jumped at me. You know, love is all around. You know, and I'm thinking, hey, this, and I very much doubt that the guy in whatever band that was that wrote the song, that's what he was thinking about, but he was inspired somehow to write that line. And that line landed on my heart because that's how God can work. You know, he can work through that picture. He can work through the body of Christ. It can be that other believer, that other person that says something to you right at the right time. That just, oh, man. And we can be the ones that can say that to another person. I was thinking about it. I heard someone sharing the other day how, man, if God has put somebody on your heart, all of a sudden they pop up, give them a call. It's not going to hurt anything. I mean, if it wasn't really God, so what? But could it be one of those phone calls, and we've all had them, where I can't believe you called. I was just thinking about you. Or I can't believe you said that. And that's how our God works. And I trust that testimony landed on you, because I really was trying to think, how could I give people encouragement for this next year, you know, to stand for God and to get to know God, you know, to trust with him, to connect with him, to be aware of him, to be aware of all the things he's doing. And I thought, well, I'm just gonna tell him what I've been through, because I've seen it all. I've seen this happen, and it continues. Now, there is no lid on this. You know, somebody in the manifestation talked about, you know, God's going to be doing stuff. He's going to be telling us stuff, you know, throughout eternity. You know, and I want to thank, you know, Barney and Vicky and Bob and Jeannie for allowing me to share. And I would like to pray here real quick before I turn this back to Barney. Heavenly Father, thank you so much, God, for how you work in each and every one of us, not just some of us. You work in all of us. Every one of us can talk to you whenever we want to, and you'll talk to us, and we can all bless each other, minister to each other, heal each other. Just as Jesus walked with in his ministry and what he did and how he always did the Father's will, we can do the same thing. We can walk like that. We can do what he did in the signs, miracles, and wonders, healing, setting captives free, giving sight to the blind. We can do all that stuff. He did it, and we can do it too. And thank you, God, for this group of people who I don't know who's even on here, most of them, but just God, they're in your hand, and I pray for them. I pray for their healing, finances, anything that's going on in their life, God. Deliver them just like you delivered me. And so, Father, I thank you for this. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Barney, back to you.
Copy. Yeah, awesome, man.
Yep.
The living Word, the living God, the living Spirit of God is at mightily at work. And, boy, we got a lot to look forward to. Building the expectation, encouraging, just getting out, loving people like we've been loved. You know what? It's the greatest life we have to live. So thank you so much, Bob and Trish. We love you guys and all the rest of you on the call here tonight.
Yep.
We'll hope to catch up with you here sometime soon, face-to-face. And if not, then our ultimate prayer is that the Lord will return. So until that point in time, we will chat with you later.
Thank you, Bob and Seth. It's light and sound. Love you.
All right.
Yay.
Thank you, Bob. That was a great sharing. It's a great testimony.
Yep.
Thank you, Bob.
You're the best.
You're welcome. I love everybody.
Thank you, Barney and Vicky. Good night, everyone. Thank you, Bob.
Good night, Norma.
Good night, Norma. Bless your heart.
Thank you, Vicky. You too. God bless you all.
All right, God bless.
You're welcome.
All right. Kisses.
All right. Thank you, guys. Bye.
All right.
Okay, love you guys.
All right. We'll see you all. Bless your hearts.
All right,
love Wednesday.
And Wednesday.
Thursday. All right. Take care, guys. Bless your heart. All right. Love you
Thanks,
guys.
Thanks, Marty. Love
okay.
you.
God bless, man. Love you. Bye-bye.